to let the water contain the description of incarnations of Godhead. Sutta says, in the beginning of the creation, the Lord first of all expanded himself in a universal form of Purusha incarnation, primarily with all the ingredients of the creation. And thus, at first, there was the creation of the 16 principles of material action. This was on the intention of creating the material universe. Purport. As it is said in the Bhagavad Gita, that the personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, maintains his material universe by extending his part of planetary expansion. So this Purusha form is a confirmation of the same principle. The original personality of Godhead, Vasudeva, or Lord Krishna, who is famous as the son of King of Vasudeva, or King Nanda, the very same personality of Godhead is full with all opulences, all potency, all things, all beauty, all knowledge, and all renunciation. Part of his opulences is manifested as impersonal Brahman, and part of his opulences is manifested as Paramatma. This Purusha feature of the same personality of God as Sri Krishna is the original Paramatma manifestation of the Lord. There are three Purusha features in the matter of material creation. And this form, who is known as the Kama Bhattacharya Vishnu, is the first of the three. The others are known as Gava Bhattacharya Vishnu and the Kira Bhattacharya Vishnu, which we shall know one after another.
Vishnu, Karnodakshai, Garbhodakshai, and Shirodakshai. See, guys, this is technical. Try to understand. Now, this is where if you find just like a big ball, there are innumerable universes like this. And they are floating in water. That water is called causal ocean. So, that causal ocean is very, completing the whole ocean. Big gigantic body is lying down there. That is known as Karnodakshai Vishnu. The Vishnu in that gigantic form is sleeping within the water of that causal ocean. And while he is inhaling and exhaling, breathing, there are bubbles. And those bubbles are manifested as universe. This is stated in Brahma Samhita, Jastaita Nishtati Tatala Mathava Namya, Jivanti Lomo Vilajat Jagadanda Natha. That dream, exhaling and inhaling, just like we also do that. So, we have in any case that excelling in any from that before. All these Brahmandas are in the world. Each of them has a predominant deity. He is called Brahma. Brahmanda, the master of this Brahmanda is called Brahma. And he is duration of this Brahma, duration of life, is only the inhaling and exhaling period of Mahāyī. When he is exhaling, all the Brahmandas are coming in existence. And when he is inhaling, that all vanishes. This process is going on. And the Supreme Person who is doing this, I mean, creation and dissolution, These are Mahavishnu. Vishnu Mahānsa Hiyajat Patalādhiseta Govinda Mahādhipurusam Tamahamayam. The reference is in the Brahma Samhita. That Mahavishnu, he is also part and parcel of Govinda Krishna. So just try to understand what is Krishna.
Innumerable universes are generated from the seed mold of the karma bhakti style Vishnu, and in each one of the universes the Lord Emperor has entered the karma bhakti style Vishnu.
Again, after creation of the universe, he enters each and every universe. This universe is filled with water. What you are seeing, that is half of you. And half is filled with water. In that water, Vishnu again lying, expanding. This is Vishnu's path. He can expand an innumerable identity. That is also confirmed in the Brahma Samhita. Advaita Astita Anadi Ananta Rupam. Ananta means unlimited. And Rupam means form. It is expanding unlimited number of forms. We are also a expansion of this form. This jiva, living entities, he is expanding in two ways, Tamsa and Divina. Tamsa means Vishnu. One expansion is just directly he himself. And another expansion is a separated form. That separated form is we are. We live in entity, we are also living now. We are also part and parcel. But we are separate. Therefore, we are in God, the full potency of God. We are not potency of God. This is potency, namely, opulence, fame, strength, beauty, knowledge, and renunciation. We have also got this in minute form. Whatever we see here, the richest man in the world, that is only minute particle of the richness of God. Because we are part and parcel, minute part and parcel. Therefore, we have got all these opulences in minute form. Just like gold and a minute particle of gold. Chemically analyzed, the small particle of gold has got all the composition as the original big gold. The drop of seawater, chemically, the drop of seawater has got all the composition as the big seawater. Similarly, we have got all the qualities of God, but in minute form. That is the difference between God and God. Or, in other words, you can study God also by studying yourself. Whatever propensities you have got, that is also there in God. Everything. Otherwise, that form it comes. Because I am part and parcel. If I have got all these propensities, naturally, in full and without any inability, those things are present in God. Take for example, our be called love.
Of course.
It is by vibrant reflection of love. Several times I repeat it. In this material world, there is nothing like love. It is only everything by vibrant reflection of love. That's why we have got affection for children. That is their love. But that is without any ears. Here also, the same man and woman, male and female, there is attraction between one another. And similarly, there is a Radha Krishna. But there is no inner. That is full. And that is not there. Here it is imperfect. Due to material consciousness. So everything, whatever we have got, Krishna is also God, that is. But in Krishna, it is in perfection, in us, in our conditional state of life, it is in perfect. So, if we don't ourselves with Krishna, then all these propensities become perfect. The same example that I have given in the repeatedly, that a car is running at 20 miles speed, a cyclist catches the car, he also runs in 20 miles speed. Although the cyclist hasn't got that speed, similarly, although we are minute particles of God, if we drop in ourselves with the consciousness of God, of Krishna consciousness, then we become equally speedy. This is the technique.
The Bhagavad Gita is also mentioned that the material world is created at 13 years and then again is destroyed. This creation and destruction is done by the Supreme Will on account of the conditioned soul, or the Nitya Bandha, living being.
Nitya Bandha, this is what is also said. Nitya Bandha means ever condition. There are Nitya Mukta. Nitya Mukta means ever liberated. In the spiritual world, there are also innumerable living entities. This material world is only one fourth manifestation of Krishna's energy, God's energy. And the three fourth energy is manifested in the spiritual world. So, you can just imagine that in one fourth manifestation of energy of the love, we are so many living entities. It is impossible to count. Now you can imagine how many more living entities are there. But here we are conditioned and they are liberated. And those who are conditioned, they are called Nitya Mardha, Evar Kandi. Nitya Mardha means we do not know when our conditional state has begun. It is important to trace out the history. But we are conditioned. There is no doubt about it. Condition means no freedom. No freedom. As free soul, we are free. Sarvada, we can go everywhere, anywhere. Even those who get some mystic power by perfection of yoga practice, they can also exhibit some power. So, why? As you become free from material conditions, our original freedom comes. So one of the qualifications of the spirit soul is sarvada.
Sattva means he can go anywhere and everywhere. But because you are cognitional state, we are trying so much to go to the moon planet, you cannot go. But Narada, because he is free, he has a full spiritual body, he can go anywhere he likes.
The Lord is the only enjoyer, and all others are enjoyers. The living beings are predominated enjoyers, but the eternally conditioned souls, forgetful of its constitutional position, have strong aspirations for enjoyment. This chance of enjoying the matter is given to the conditioned souls in the material world, and side by side they are given the chance of understanding the real constitutional position. Those fortunate living entities who take up the truth and surrender unto the lotus feet of Vasudeva after many, many births in the material world, become one of the eternally liberated souls, and thus are allowed to enter into the kingdom of God.
So we can also be that. One of them, eternally liberated. But we are not admitted in the spiritual kingdom unless we are given the false sense of lording it over the material age. Here, the conditioned soul, everyone is trying to become the Lord. Anything, everyone is trying. But there is flat. You are trying to become Lord, I am trying to become Lord, therefore, there is flat. And the spiritual world, the Lord is one, and there is no competition of Lord in the world. Therefore, in the spiritual world, everything is unbounded, freedom. Yes, so.
After this, but fortunate living entities have no more to come within the occasional material creation. But those who cannot pick up the constitutional truth are again kept merged in the Mahatattva at the time of annihilation of the material creation. When the creation is again set up, this Mahatattva is again let loose. And this Mahatattva contains all the ingredients of material manifestation, including the conditioned soul. Primarily, this Mahatattva is divided into 16 parts, namely the 5 gross material elements and the 11 working instruments of our senses.
5 elements mean the sky, air, then fire, water, canal, and 5 senses. According to knowledge, that is eye, ear, tongue, many, we are acquiring knowledge, that is. And working as a hand, leg, the genital, and this way. There are 5 working senses and 5 knowledge acquiring senses. And mind is the same. That's what she is. 11 plus 5 elements equal to 16. Wow.
It is like the cloud in the clear sky. In the spiritual sky, the authorities of Brahman is spread all around, and the whole system is gathering in spiritual light. The Mahatattva is assembled in some corner of that vast and limited spiritual sky, and the part is thus is covered. By the Mahatattva is called the material sky. This part of the
This is also very important. The sky is what? Just like we can experience this sky. And suppose the sky on San Francisco is overcast with clouds. We say that we are covered in cloud. Practically,
And this Sankhya-Chitta star is only a fragmental portion of the whole star. Similarly, the real star is a spiritual star, Parabrahma. When that Parabrahma partially is clouded with Mahatattva, that is not material. This is a position of material world. Material world is also existing in the spiritual world, but it is covered and a fragmental segment.
This part of the spiritual sky, called the Mahatattva, is only an insignificant portion of the whole spiritual sky. And within this Mahatattva, there are innumerable universes. All these universes collectively is produced by the karma Vaishnava Vishnu, called also the Mahavishnu, who simply throws his glance only to impregnate the spiritual sky to manifest. Text 2. Translation. Another plenary part of the food that is lying down within the water of the universe in the navel lake of its body, which has sprouted the lotus stem, which is the body of the universe. And on the top, from the lotus flower of Brahma, the master of all individuals of the universe, is generated. Support. The first Kalusa is the Karnabhasachari Vishnu. From the skin holes of him, innumerable universes have sprung up. In each and every one of them, the Purusha enters as a garbled Vaishnava Vishnu. He is lying in half portion of the universe, full with water in his body. And from the navel of garbled Vaishnava Vishnu, has sprung up the stem of the lotus flower in the birthplace of Brahma, who is the father of all living beings, and the master of all demigods and deities. Engaged in the matter of perfect design and working in the universal order. Within the stem of the lotus, there are 14 divisions of planetary systems, and the earthly planets are situated in the middle. Upwards, there are other better planetary systems, and the topmost system is called Brahma Loka, or the Satya Loka. Downwards, the earthly planetary system, there are 7 downward planetary systems, domiciled by the artillery and similar other modes of materialistic living beings. From this double Bhaktisari Vishnu, there is expansion of the pure Bhaktisari Vishnu, who is the collective Paramatma of all living beings. He is called Hari, and from him all incarnations within the universe are expanded.
Yes. This Bhaktisari Vishnu is the father of Brahma, who has created all the innumerable planets. And in one of the planets, there is Kirodokai. In that planet, the ocean is of milk. There are different kinds of ocean, as we get information from Vedic literature. As we have got here, the ocean of water. Similarly, there is ocean of meat, there is ocean of oil. There is just like here the oil is eating up. Similarly, in those planets there are oil ocean, meat ocean. So there is one planet within this universe which has got ocean of meat. And in that milk ocean, there is another vision, who is called Kirodokai. Kira means milk, and Uda means water.
Therefore, the conclusion is that the Purusha avatar is manifested in three features, namely, first, the Karma Bhattasai, who gave aggregate material ingredients in the Mahatattva. Second, the Garbha Bhattasai, who enters in each and every universe, and third, the Kira Bhattasai Vishnu, who is the Paramatma as every material object, organic or inorganic.
This Kira Bhattasai Vishnu is in everyone's heart. He is also sitting with me. In the heart, I am a spirit soul. I am sitting there. And the truth of that is known as Paramatma, as guiding super soul. He is also sitting in the best position. One is, it is stated in the Upanishad that two birds are sitting in one tree. One bird is eating the fruit and the other bird is simply witnessing. So, Philosophy is like Paramatma. He is witnessing the activities of the individual soul. And according to the activities of the individual soul, he is getting the necessary results. He is witness. In the Bhagavad Gita, also, it is some form. Anumanta, upadrasya. Upadrasya means business. Suppose you are doing something, I am nothing to do with your activities, but I can see and think what you are doing. So, he is upadrasya. And anumanta. Anumanta means the individual soul cannot do anything without the sanction of the super soul. Either he may do something good or bad, but it has to be taking sanction from the super soul. It's like there is an English version that not a grass moves without the sanction of God. So, without sanction of God, you cannot do it. You may say that when we do something bad, why God gives us sanction? God does not give us sanction. But we force Him to give us sanction. That's why He gives us sanction. Otherwise, He does not give sanction. But because we want to do it persistently, so God gives us sanction, all right, you can do it. And you have to enjoy or suffer the result. Therefore, the Bhagavad Gita, the last instruction is that sarva dharmān paritya māme tam saranam. God tries to do it according to your aim. You just surrender unto me. Abide by me. Then I shall give you all protection. But if you want to do according to your own way, and if you do not fear me, what can I do? You do it. Enjoy the result. Suppose a foolish boy is trying to touch fire. Father says, don't do it. In spite of that, if the foolish boy does it, and is burned, the father is not responsible. He says, don't do it. But the child does it out of ignorance and suffering. Similarly, a sanction of God is there as he persists. I want you, I want you. That the child sometimes cries. And the mother is obliged to thank her. Similarly, God is very kind. If he persists on doing something, he gives us sanction, but the result, you have to suffer from the result.
One who knows these plenary features of the personality of Godhead knows also Him, Godhead, properly, and thus the knower becomes free from the material conditions of birth, death, old age, and diseases, as it is confirmed above what he does. This sloka, the subject matter of Mahavishnu, is summarized. The Mahavishnu lies down in some part of the spiritual sky by his own free will, and thus he does lie on the ocean of Karana, from where he glances over his material nature and the Mahatmatma that once created. Thus, electrified by the power of the Lord, material nature creates at once innumerable universes. Just light, in due course, it sees separated with innumerable grown-up fruits all at a time. The seed of the tree is sown by the cultivator, and the tree or creeper, in due course, becomes manifest with so many fruits. Nothing can take place without a cause. The Karana Ocean is therefore called the causal ocean. Karana means causal. We should not foolishly accept the theory of creation by the atheist without any cause. The description of such atheists is given in the Bhagavad Gita. The atheist does not believe in the creator. Neither he can give any good explanations of the theory of creation. Material nature has no power to create.
To accept that this material world is created by God. They give some reason of their own way of thinking. And most of the arguments are perhaps like this. What is this nonsense? Perhaps is that man? Perhaps. So they have no sufficient reason that there is no fear. In everything we find, there is a fear. Anything is there. Take for example this table. There is a fear. Somebody has manifested it. This microphone. Somebody has fear. Anything is there. You have to find out some fear. And such a vast, gigantic thing going on so nicely and punctually, the sun is rising punctually, the moon is rising punctually, the fortnight is going on, the season is coming punctually, everything. And the time has to be no reason or no supervision. The answer is there in the Bhagavad Gita. Maya bhaktina prasiddhi swati patrasanam. And the mind is the president. So if we accept it, then the whole problem is solved. But if we don't accept it, then we have to speculate that we never should come to the right conclusion. How this reason is here? That is not possible to understand very correctly.
Material nature has no power to create without the power of the Purusha, as much as a beauty or a woman cannot produce any child without the connection of the Purusha. The Purusha incarnate and the Purusha delivered. We should not expect milk from the fleshy bands of the neck of the goat, although they look like the breastly nipples. Similarly, we should not expect any creative power from the material ingredient. We must believe in the power of the Purusha who impregnates the Purusha of nature. And because the Lord wished for lying down in meditation, the material energy created innumerable universes also at once. And in each of them, the Lord laid himself down, and thus all the planets in the different paraphernalia were created at once by the will of the Lord. The Lord has unlimited potency, and as such he can perform as he likes, in perfect time. Although personally, he has nothing to do, and nobody is greater or equal to him.
In the Bible also we say, God said, let there be creation and there was creation. That means, God is the original creator.
That is the verdict of the video. Text number 3. Translation. It is conceived as that all the universal planetary systems are situated on extensive bodily features of the Purusha, but he has nothing to do with the created material ingredient.
This is in universal form of the law, Virabhu. Here you are. This is more or less imaginary. But Virabhu from that time, Arjuna was born. Vidyarthu, the universal form. That is not Vidyarthu. That was Pada, temporary for the time being, to go home for you.
His body is eternally stopped in spiritual existence prior to God. First one. The conception of Vyasa Rupa, or Vyasa Rupa, of the Supreme Absolute Truth, is specially meant for the neophyte materialist, who can hardly think of the transcendental form of the personality of Godhead. To them, it forms into something of the material world, and as such, an opposite conception of the Absolute is necessary for them to concentrate their minds in the power extension of the Lord. As stated above, the Lord extends his potency in the form of Mahatattva, which includes all material ingredients. The extension of power by the Lord himself personally, are one in one sense. But at the same time, the Mahatattva is different also from the Lord. Therefore, the potency of the Lord and the Lord are non-different. The conception of the Vyasa Rupa, especially for the impersonalist, is thus non-different from the eternal form of the Lord. This eternal form of the Lord exists prior to the creation of the Mahatattva, and it is stressed here that the eternal form of the Lord is not
correct. In the Bible, it says, God said, let there be creation. That means, before the creation, before this material creation, God was there. And material, there was nothing material, therefore God's body cannot be material. Because he existed before the creation of man. So, before creation of matter, there was nothing like matter. The God was there. So the conclusion is that God has no material body. His form, that's where he is. His form may be the person. Otherwise, how can he speak? But his personality is not material. Because when he spoke, there was no material creation. Therefore, the persons with less intelligence, they cannot understand that God's body is not matter. They think that anything has got a body is matter. But that is not the case. The real thing is that God has got body, but not material body. And in some part of the Brahma Sangha, that Isha Parama Pushta Satchidananda Vikram, his body is Kidanam, full of bliss and full of knowledge. That's opposite. We have got this body which is neither eternal, nor full of bliss, nor full of knowledge. This body is full of ignorance and full of misery and temporary. Therefore, God hasn't got a body like this. When we read that, it is saying that God has no body. That does not mean that he has no body. He has no body like this one. Apari Bhava Javanam Krita. The Devi Krita says like this. That God has no leg, no hand. That would be impossible to take advantage of it. So here it is stated. God has no leg, no hand. But the next line is, Javanam Krita. He can accept everything we offer him in the world. Now how can accept? He has no hand. How we can accept him from us? That means he hasn't got a hand like that. His hand is given. Therefore, even though he situated in the spiritual world, which is far, far away from and still, he says in the Bhagavad Gita, he says, Taya Bhaktyabhasitam Hasnami Prasadamana. patram pushpam phalam tulam yomi vasya prasiddhi. Prasanna says that a little flower or a little water or a little leaf, whatever my devotee offers me in love and devotion, I accept it. And kaya bhaktya puritam, and because he has brought it with great devotion, that's why he kaya bhaktya puritam asnani. Asnani means I eat. Now, you can say, how nice and offer these fruits and flowers to God, but it is the same, it is the same, how is it? But his eating is not like my eating, because he hasn't got a body like this. This body is material, it will give me a plate of fruit, this body immediately follows. But he has got spiritual one. He is simply actualizing Lord that you have offered in the world and the eternity. So these are the technical of understanding, and you can know it from very little, just like the Veda to say, Punnasya Punnamāvāra Pūrnameva Bhavishya. You cannot imagine Pūrnam is full. If you get full from the full, it still balances full. That is the super. Thank you. Let's say you have got $100, an exact $100. For it, and you still have got $100. And this is beyond material concept. Here 1 minus 1 equal to 0. And in the spiritual world, 1 minus 1 equals 1. Here 1 plus 1 equals 2. And in the spiritual world, 1 plus 1 equals 1. So these things are very subtle. As we make progress in spiritual understanding, just like how to talk can eat from such a distant place. No, Krishna is a giver, he is using you. So he is using process is different. Because his body is spiritual. Purnatta Purnamana. You can say the whole thing is still 1 minus 1 equals 1. It still is Purnatta Purnamana, Purnamaya. What is your problem?
The eternal form of the Lord is paramount spiritual, or transcends the most superior nature. The very same transcendental form of the Lord is manifested by the eternal potency, and the formation of the multivarious manifestation of incarnations are always of the same transcendental quality, without any touch of the Mahatattva. Text number 4.
Yes, sir. Yeah. What is your question?
We offer food on the time, Krishna.
Fruit?
Yes, fruit.
Yes,
Krishna. And while you offer enough, we raise our head and look at the food. We've got rose colored light and it's vibrating all around the food. Could you tell me?
See, how is that you can understand my name that I know? See, Padita means we just take it for granted that he eats. How he eats, that is not possible. Because you cannot see him. And how can you see that how you live? So that requires spiritual wisdom and spiritual understanding. But he eats, he says, because in the Bhagavad Gita he says that I eat. Asnani, Chinese.